I'm gonna head inside, but you say it's nice meeting you.
You too.
Hopefully we'll be able to make some teamwork.
If y'all know anybody who sells any other junk cars, just let me know.
Do you have a card or you give numbers or something? Okay.
You got a car, you're walking.
No, right now I'm walking because my car is in San Diego, but they told you. Oh, it's San Diego and Rockstar.
Okay, yeah, they had that. So you're saying that the, when you did the speech therapy, that before that you were trying sometimes to you're thinking faster than you were talking?
Well, I tend to do that, and then I think they help me to slow down a little bit. I still get rolling and can't understand me, but she pointed out some things I was doing that are not good. We're not helping me.
But and I assume that she pointed out some things or maybe suggested some things that would help or would
to
make...
help me to realize that people were not understanding some of the stuff I was saying. 289. You're going up 340 something.
Yeah. 289 is not a bad number.
I mean, do you want some of that the rice and broccoli ready with the gravy?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna wait. I think it sounded like they were about wrapped up, so I'll wait till they come in and eat all together. Yeah, but I noticed that today that especially on the phone, you sounded very, very clear.
And I'm glad, Mito, because people have trouble understanding me. They do. It's now 5:20.
When was it that you worked with that speech therapist? Was that a long time ago?
Summer, about a month ago.
About a month ago, really?
She came several, maybe like 6 weeks, once a week.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's good. I think that'd be a big help because I think that's one of the things, just like, like everything, just communicating, eating, moving, your vision, that all, a lot of those things that were affected, I think, come back gradually and more the more you focus on or you know, rehabilitate them.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that you had been doing that, but it seems to me like that is making a difference because I notice a difference.
I noticed overall, I'm getting worse at walking.
Well, you have
a regression there. Mm-hmm. I'm walking and my balance. It's like I'm continuing. That was my event, and it continues to deteriorate slowly. Mm-hmm. But I think it eventually gets to a major one sometime.
What event?
The
stroke? Stroke.
For a while, I thought I was getting better, but now...
You're talking about the way that your ability to walk was affected, or...?
To walk, I don't know about it, because the hospital, I could walk up and down the hall. Mm-hmm. And here, I had trouble just standing up. Mm-hmm. Lose my balance easier. It's hard to walk even with a walker. Mm-hmm.
But that's what you're talking about, that you're seeing the regression in your ability to walk.
To walk and to balance.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's so surprising because even like right after the stroke happened, yet you were having to relearn the signals and everything, but your muscles were relatively...
I was up to date for one thing.
You had been, even a month after you'd been in a hospital, it had only been a month since you were walking around regularly and often and moving around a lot. And now we're at the point actually where it's almost been a year since the stroke. And in that year, you've been almost in, you know, either in bed or in the chair and standing up at the hospitals. They're doing some rehab, but since you've been home, it seems it's been very little because of your knee. So I think that, you know, that's, I
don't
know.
Okay. We've got a year extension there.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully we'll be having several more of those.
Any more, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. 77 is a long time.
Well, 87 is a good time, too.
Never a bad time.
No, yeah.
But now we give thanks to God. And we got an extension. I thought we got an extension there and made use of it. And a lot happened last year, within this past year. But there's yet more to come, I'm sure. But I'm satisfied.
Well, it's good to be content, but it's also good to, and that's one of the things I was one of the reasons I wanted to mention that is because, because I think there is up and down, and some forward and back because, since in the hospital, I remember you were at the point where you were able to, with the walker to go. All the way down the hall and back.
Yeah.
But since you've been home, we really haven't been focusing on that. We haven't been exercising. So I think just if, I'm not sure how much or how to get started, but start some kind of daily program of a little bit, I think you can get back there.
Well, I think I'll join in the Y and see if they have anything for share exercises to start building up again.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I want to look into that once this all these troubles are over. Mm. I'll get to settle a little bit and get started.
Well, even before everything is settled, because there's never going to be a point, and I'm realizing this too, just in my own stuff. There's never going to be a point where everything's ready for you to do whatever it is that you're thinking about doing. So it's just start and let, and hopefully maybe that'll be something that'll help get the wheels turning to make other things move more easily.
I just realized I found this piece of paper in the phone book. And there I have a tone recognition. That's in the crazy game before.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to it. I'm sure I'm not going to use it anymore. I don't know. But I'm sure that's in the name down with the phone number.
Yeah, this says AC at the end. Maybe that was Teresa, not Gracie.
Maybe it was Teresa. Gracie's the one that I had. Well, Teresa, the air conditioner came to the house ready. I don't know. I need to ask him. Because I remember thinking at the time, this air condition worked on Gracie's. And it was retrofitted. It was an original to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that those people would know how to do with this one.
Makes sense.
I used to think that we could just replace the air conditioner because the furnace was working. But it's not now. Now we need both pieces.
Well, what's wrong with it could be minor. If it was just the thermocouple, that's a sensor that regulates what it senses heat. It's like a heat activated switch, so that regulates when the burners come on and when they go off, right? And so that is a part that you can just screw one out and screw one in. But the problem that Dad doesn't I think from what he was saying, the problem he doesn't want to really handle too much is that the pipe that leads to the pilot light, he kind of knocked it a little bit, and so at the base, there's some gas leaking out, and so he needs someone. What? Yeah. Let me see. Oh, I put it. It's over here. It's in the old kitchen.
Might be a good time because he left after me to call. I can call.
We're selling it for $125.
Selling what?
Catalytic converter. Where's the hammer?
For the propane?
Yep.
It's in the old kitchen, right by, there's a box on the table.
That was good. Simony, now I'm not quite anything like that.
It's not my hand. I have soap on my hand.
No. You smell cinnamony.
I don't smell it yet.
But I'm going to call that number. And okay.
Well, it's only 5:30, so maybe. Actually, that's not the one I was looking at, but it'll work. So you're just selling the one part and you're keeping the car?
Yep.
Who would buy an incomplete car now? You going to get your car?
Yep.
I can for $50 more and give him the car.
I want to make it run.
Not without that part.
I don't need the part to make it run.
What? And he mentioned this several times.
It's required by law to have a part.
You what?
It's required by law.
Not right now.
Yeah, it is.
If you're going to make it run.
I mean, physically, it will.
Yeah, but I got to get it starting first. And that's down the road. If I need to buy that part, I can buy it later again if I need to. But right now, it'll help with the whole money.
Yeah.
Well, then you need to make room in your garage. Oh, we cannot carry it here, Mito.
It can't stay here.
No.
That's the thing.
No. So I know the story. I know the ABCs.
No, we're talking about the Jill. Did he make any offers on the Jill?
The converter on the Jill. We're going to sell the converter off the Jill, too.
Enough.
Hmm?
But not. But he said he was only going to get offered like $26 for that.
Never nothing.
How much is he going to do for that?
$26.
Oh, he wasn't going to do the whole car.
$22.
That $26 for the converter.
And he's going to take it out himself.
Mm-hmm.
But so the guy wasn't interested in buying the whole Metro.
$100.
Not bad. I'm gonna give it $100.
You don't want to sell for $100.
You don't want to buy it for $100.
Well, the guy will buy it for $100, but Aviad just said that Dad didn't want to sell it for $100.
Oh, I'll give it away for nothing.
Don't talk.
Well, we have the guy's number, so we can talk about it later. Take our time in discussing it, and then get back in touch with him if we decide to.
He's a sweet guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Will you guys be eating soon?
Hmm?
Will you be eating soon?
I'm ready right now.
I imagine you want to wash your hands, maybe.
I'm going to go ahead and cook it. I mean, I wasn't ready to cook, but I waited for somebody to be ready to eat.
I wasn't ready to eat, Mom, but I'm going to have to take him to get the money.
How?
In the white car. Whatever car we got.